the listening skill that makes people feel important. In our fast-paced, distraction-filled world, one of the most powerful gifts we can give another person is our complete, undivided attention. Yet despite knowing this intellectually, most of us struggle with truly listening in ways that make others feel valued and important. There's a specific listening skill that transcends basic hearing. It's the ability to listen with validation and reflection, making the speaker feel genuinely seen, heard, and understood. This transformative listening skill isn't just about staying quiet while someone talks, it's about actively engaging in a way that communicates to the other person that their thoughts, feelings, and experiences matter deeply. When mastered, this approach to listening becomes one of the most valuable tools in communication, leadership, and relationship building. Understanding the psychology behind feeling important. Human beings have a fundamental psychological need to feel significant and valued. When someone truly listens to us, not just to respond, but to understand, we experience a profound sense of validation. This need stems from our evolutionary wiring as social creatures who depended on acceptance within groups for survival. The psychology behind effective listening reveals that when people feel heard, they experience reduced stress, increased trust, and enhanced self-worth. The listening skill that makes people feel important operates on several psychological principles. First, it validates the speaker's emotional state, signaling that their feelings are legitimate and worthy of attention. Second, it demonstrates respect for their perspective, even when you might disagree with their viewpoint. Third, it creates a safe space where vulnerability is welcomed and protected. When we listen in this way, we're essentially saying to another person, "You matter. Your thoughts are valuable. Your experience is worth my time and attention." This simple yet profound message can transform relationships, build trust, and create lasting connections. The core components of validating listening. The listening skill that makes people feel important consists of several interconnected components that work together to create a powerful communication experience. These elements distinguish mere hearing from transformative listening. Reflective responding forms the foundation of this skill. Rather than simply acknowledging what someone has said with a basic "I understand" or "that makes sense," reflective responding involves paraphrasing back what you've heard in your own words. This technique serves dual purposes. It confirms your understanding while simultaneously showing the speaker that you've been paying close attention to their message. For example, instead of saying "okay" when a colleague expresses frustration about a project, a reflective response might be, "It sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed because the timeline keeps changing, and that's making it difficult for you to deliver quality work. Is that right?" This approach demonstrates that you've not only heard their words but understood the underlying emotion and context. Emotional validation represents another crucial component. This involves acknowledging and accepting the speaker's emotions without judgment. You don't have to agree with their perspective to validate their right to feel the way they do. Understanding why listening skills are essential helps us recognize that emotional validation creates psychological safety, allowing people to express themselves more openly and honestly. Active engagement through body language and presence. While words are important, nonverbal communication plays an equally significant role in making someone feel important through listening. Your body language, eye contact, and physical presence communicate volumes about your level of engagement and interest. Maintaining appropriate eye contact signals that you are fully present and engaged in the conversation. However, this doesn't mean staring intensely natural. Comfortable eye contact that breaks occasionally feels more authentic and less intimidating. Your posture should be open and attentive, leaning slightly forward to show interest while avoiding crossed arms or other closed-off positions. Developing strong active listening abilities requires understanding that your physical presence speaks as loudly as your words. When someone sees that you've put away distractions, turned your body toward them, and given them your complete attention, they immediately feel more valued and important. Nodding appropriately, using encouraging facial expressions, and employing small verbal acknowledgments, I see, tell me more, help maintain the flow of conversation while demonstrating your continued engagement. These micro-expressions of interest accumulate to create a powerful impression of genuine care and attention. The power of strategic silence and pause. One of the most underutilized aspects of the listening skill that makes people feel important is the strategic use of silence. Many people feel compelled to fill every pause in conversation, but comfortable silence can be incredibly powerful. When you allow moments of quiet after someone has shared something significant, you give them space to process their thoughts and potentially share deeper insights. Strategic pauses also demonstrate that you are thinking carefully about what they've said rather than simply waiting for your turn to speak. This thoughtful approach to conversation timing shows respect for the weight and importance of their words. Silence can also encourage the speaker to elaborate on their thoughts. Often, the most meaningful parts of a conversation happen after an initial statement, when someone feels safe enough to go deeper into their experience. By resisting the urge to immediately respond or offer solutions, you create space for more authentic and complete expression. Asking questions that show genuine interest. The types of questions you ask during a conversation significantly impact how important the other person feels. Surface-level questions that can be answered with yes or no responses don't demonstrate the same level of interest as thoughtful, open-ended inquiries that invite deeper sharing. Questions that make people feel important are those that show you've been listening carefully and want to understand more. Examples include, what was that experience like for you? How did that make you feel? What do you think would be most helpful in this situation? Or can you tell me more about that part? These questions demonstrate that you value their perspective and want to understand their experience more fully. They also show that you see them as the expert on their own life and situation, which is inherently validating and empowering. Learning from examples of effective listening can help you understand how skilled listeners use questions to draw people out and make them feel valued. The key is asking questions from genuine curiosity rather than to prove a point or steer the conversation in a particular direction. Applications in leadership and professional settings. In professional environments, the listening skill that makes people feel important becomes a powerful leadership tool. When leaders develop strong coaching and listening abilities, they create teams where employees feel valued, understood, and motivated to contribute their best work. Leaders who master this skill find that their team members are more likely to bring forward innovative ideas, share concerns before they become major problems, and feel comfortable expressing disagreement or alternative viewpoints. This type of listening creates psychological safety within teams, leading to better decision-making and stronger performance. During one-on-one meetings, performance reviews, or team discussions, leaders who listen with validation help their employees feel heard and valued. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything that's said, but rather ensuring that people feel their perspectives have been fully understood before moving to problem-solving or decision-making. Effective communication strategies in professional settings often center around this type of listening approach. When team members feel important and valued through quality listening, they're more engaged, more creative, and more committed to organizational goals. Navigating difficult conversations with validating listening. The listening skill that makes people feel important becomes particularly crucial during challenging or emotionally charged conversations. Whether you're dealing with complaints, conflicts, or sensitive personal matters, how you listen can either escalate tensions or create pathways toward resolution. When communicating challenging information, leaders and communicators who employ validating listening techniques find that people are more receptive to difficult messages when they feel heard and understood first. During conflict resolution, this listening approach helps to escalate emotions by making all parties feel that their concerns are being taken seriously. Rather than immediately jumping to solutions or defending positions, skilled listeners first ensure that everyone feels fully heard and understood. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything that's said, but rather that you demonstrate respect for the person's right to feel the way they do and express their perspective. This foundation of respect and validation often opens doors to more productive problem-solving conversations. Managing high-pressure communication scenarios. In high-stakes situations, the temptation often exists to rush through conversations or focus solely on outcomes. However, effective communication under pressure requires maintaining the same commitment to making others feel important through quality listening. When people are stressed, anxious, or dealing with urgent situations, they often need to feel heard and validated even more than usual. Taking the time to listen properly even when time feels scarce can actually accelerate problem-solving by ensuring better understanding and buy-in from all parties involved. Building long-term relationships through consistent listening. The listening skill that makes people feel important isn't just about individual conversations, it's about building a consistent pattern of interaction that strengthens relationships over time. Understanding relationship dynamics in communication reveals that people remember how you made them feel long after they've forgotten the specific words you said. When you consistently demonstrate this type of listening in your relationships, people begin to see you as someone who truly cares about them as individuals. They're more likely to seek your advice, trust you with sensitive information, and want to maintain long-term connections with you. This consistency in making others feel important through listening becomes a defining characteristic of your communication style and contributes significantly to your reputation as a leader, friend, or colleague. Overcoming common listening barriers. Many people struggle with implementing this listening skill due to common barriers that interfere with their ability to be fully present. Developing stronger interpersonal communication skills requires identifying and addressing these obstacles. One significant barrier is the internal urge to formulate responses while the other person is still speaking. This mental multitasking prevents you from fully absorbing what's being said and reduces your ability to respond thoughtfully. Training yourself to listen completely before beginning to formulate your response is crucial for making others feel truly heard. Another common obstacle is the tendency to relate everything back to your own experiences. While sharing relevant personal experiences can sometimes be helpful, constantly redirecting conversations to yourself sends the message that your experiences are more important than theirs. Technology distractions present a modern challenge to effective listening. The presence of phones, computers, or other devices can signal that your attention might be divided, even when you are trying to listen well. Creating environments free from these distractions demonstrates your commitment to giving someone your full attention. Developing and practicing this essential skill. Like any communication skill, the ability to listen in ways that make people feel important requires intentional development and regular practice. Start by focusing on one conversation per day where you consciously apply these techniques, paying attention to how the other person responds to your increased attention and validation. Record yourself in practice conversations, with permission, or ask trusted friends to provide feedback on your listening skills. Often, we're unaware of our own listening habits and patterns, and external feedback can provide valuable insights for improvement. Practice reflective responding by paraphrasing what you've heard in lower-stakes conversations before applying this skill in important professional or personal situations. The more natural these responses become, the more effectively you'll be able to use them when they matter most. Remember that developing this skill is an ongoing process rather than a destination. Even experienced communicators continue to refine their ability to make others feel important through listening, as each person and situation presents unique opportunities for connection and understanding. Conclusion. The listening skill that makes people feel important, combining reflective responding, emotional validation, genuine presence, and thoughtful questioning, represents one of the most powerful tools available for building relationships, leading effectively, and creating positive change in the world around you. When you master this skill, you become someone others actively seek out for meaningful conversations. You create environments where people feel safe to be vulnerable, share innovative ideas, and express their authentic selves. In professional settings, this translates to stronger teams, better problem solving, and increased engagement. In personal relationships, it leads to deeper connections, increased trust, and more satisfying interactions. The investment in developing this listening skill pays dividends far beyond individual conversations. It shapes your reputation, enhances your leadership effectiveness, and contributes to creating a more connected and understanding world. In an era where distraction and surface-level communication have become the norm, the ability to make others feel truly important through listening stands out as an exceptional and valuable capability. By committing to developing and consistently applying this skill, you join the ranks of those rare individuals who understand that sometimes the greatest gift you can give another person is simply the experience of feeling completely heard, understood, and valued.